encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at embarksustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at embarksustain.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Smile could mean something more. Maybe the right thing's waiting on the other side of that door. Maybe that old house will find a pet that is destined to war. Maybe tomorrow is a today we've been longing for. Feeling them sunshine, maybe it's rain. Whether the weather, whatever we're feeling, maybe makes it all the same. Maybe we don't know where the wild things are going. Maybe the winds of our mind feed the tide and keep rivers flowing with them.
Picking things up again with our featured artist of the week. That was Joe H. Henry. Real Things, a standalone single from 2025 from the Halifax, Nova Scotia resident. He's actually Métis from Manitoba, but relocated to Halifax on the East Coast for love. Yes, it happens. It's happened to a lot of people, hasn't it? We got more music coming up this hour. Genevieve Fisher is on the show with Must Be Listening. This is a single from her as well. and it came out in 2025. We've played Genevieve Fisher many times on the show before. She's from London, Ontario, and she is a wonderful artist who has an Indigenous background and has had some huge hits on the Indigenous Music Countdown as well. She's earned 9 top 50 national country hits, but I bet if you asked her, she would say her greatest accomplishment is probably her kids. Going to play some music from Desiree Dorian and Burnstick, great artists from the West. Daddy's Tattoo is the song. It's on her record that came out in February of 2026. Last time I ran into Desiree was at the Junos, and we all gathered around and talked about community and how it was so important that Indigenous artists and, you know, people in the industry support each other. And that's what Burnstick and Desiree are doing here with the song Daddy's Tattoo. Chaos and Madness from one of my favorites, Raven Reed. That's on deck too. It's from the album The Government Song, and that came out in 2024. And Raven is one of those artists who, I don't know, I mean, every time I've seen her play, she just brings tears to my eyes. Very powerful songs. And she's had incredible journey, a tough and incredible resilient journey. We also have music coming up from a Guyanese artist who is from Toronto, and the song's called Self-Conscious. It's by Enyo Nam, and this is a singer-songwriter and producer who embodies their intersectional identities as a Black female artist, but also lives with a disability. They live with an autoimmune disease called lupus. I know lupus. My aunt had lupus, and we lost her to lupus, so I know just how crippling it is to live with this kind of thing. I mean, not personally, but from experience, seeing someone else live through it. That song's coming up. But now we're going to get to an artist who's just about to release their brand new record at TD Music Hall, Love. And the song's called Tell 'em. It's from the album Tell 'em. They are from the Pound Maker Cree Nation from Territory 6 in Saskatchewan and now based in Edmonton. And they are now the in residence at Massey Hall. I got to be one last year, and now it's been passed on to another group of artists. And so very excited for Love. Here is Tell 'em on the Jukebox.
Tell him I'm sorry for all the things I said when I was going through a hard time. Turns out I just needed a friend. Ooh. Tell him I said I never stopped loving him. It's impossible to think of my world without his beautiful smile on his face. I never knew there could be poetry written all over the laces. My name, the way that he says my name. Thank you. tell him I'm sorry. I never stop loving him. Like I don't know myself. Bet you would find me funny. Instead, you hardly know me. No one else in this whole damn world has caused me so much pain, so much pain.
This is Raven Reed, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
From the start, you tore my life apart. Just three words I almost wish I never heard. Wanted to believe, to feel safe in your arms. Smiles turn to sadness, no embrace, no warmth. Chaos and madness tearing us apart. Chaos and madness tearing us apart. Your mouth had arrows, I was mean, I was sharp. Thorns on your skin, locks in my heart. Too scared to take any steps of faith, so we yell at each other, so in love, so in hate. Chaos and madness tearing us apart. Chaos and madness tearing us apart. Say I'm sorry first. No one's gonna risk it.
it open up to get hurt. Just like a bonfire we burn pretty good, baby. Tears fall like rain, put it out like it should. Chaos and madness tearing us apart. Chaos and madness tearing us apart. Chaos and madness tearing us apart.
If you could talk, what would you say? Would you be ashamed or jaded? Or tell me how you learned from your mistakes? You've been there for 35 years. You felt the rage and caught the tears. You hurt like hell, but the pain felt good. Your dark blue lines brought you brotherhood. I think you'll prove that somebody up there must be nice.
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Way back to 1958. Having a Good Time was the album, and Don't You Just Know It was the song. The artist was Huey Piano Smith. And Huey Piano Smith is one of those artists who helped define rock and roll. He was certainly influenced by Professor Longhair and that kind of piano style, but born in the Central City neighborhood of New Orleans, he began to develop that shuffle sound, which became so prominent in pretty much everything we've heard since. So very cool stuff. And now it's for our good friend, Sarah Kay. She used to actually work on the Jukebox. And Sarah and I met at Element FM when we were both working there. She was an intern and I was doing the afternoon drive. And then she graduated into a position where she was, you know, working on promotions and even got on the air sometimes. And then she ended up in back in Thunder Bay, where she's from. She worked for CBC and now she's back in Toronto making killer new music. The song was top 10 on the CBC Music Countdown. It's called Do You Think of Me? Here it is on the Jukebox.
I screamed from the rooftop. Hey, this is Joe H. Henry, and you are listening to Julian Taylor's Jukebox.